Monday, the 2nd of December. Good morning, kids, and welcome to Kids Corner here at Radio Veritas. And today, of course, I have to say Happy New Year. New saying, but Francis, it's not New Year till the 1st of January, aren't you? But of course, for us, liturgically, it is a new year. Yesterday was the first day of our new liturgical year. The first Sunday of Advent ushers in the new liturgical year. Of course, this liturgical year, this year, is a jubilee year. That's a very special year. It's a significant year. So in the modern church, we celebrate our jubilee years every 25 years. So the last jubilee year was the year 2000. And now we're celebrating a new jubilee year, and the theme for this year is Pilgrims of Hope. That's a beautiful theme, isn't it? And we're going to be talking as we go through the year. We're going to pick up on this idea of being called to be pilgrims of hope. So the jubilee year will start gaining momentum as we go along. There's a beautiful moment on Christmas Eve when the doors of the Vatican are opened symbolically, celebrating this new jubilee year that's about to be ushered in. But for now, I want us to think a little bit about, what does it mean to open the doors of hope? What does that mean? What does it mean to have a jubilee year where we are pilgrims of hope? What does it mean to be a pilgrim? Well, in one way, we are all pilgrims. The church reminds us in her teaching that we are all pilgrims on a journey back towards the heart of the Father. That's a lovely line, isn't it? We're all always pilgrims, always journeying back towards the heart of God. So to be a pilgrim is to be a traveler. It's to be on the way. And a pilgrimage is a special journey that we undertake that's really for our heart. So a pilgrimage is when we go to a sacred place. So some people in the past might have gone on pilgrimage to the Holy Land to see where Jesus lived. Or in South Africa, we might go on pilgrimage to Ngomi, to the shrine of Our Lady. Or we might go on pilgrimage here in Gauteng to our local shrine of Our Lady. So it's a journey we undertake, but it's an external journey that shows an internal journey. Because when we go on pilgrimage, we're thinking about our journey towards God. So this is a jubilee year, and the theme is to be a pilgrim of hope. And to be a pilgrim of hope out in the world. Why might we need to be pilgrims of hope in our world at the moment? Well, if we think about it a little bit, some answers might come to you. Watch the news and see how much hope is in the news. I watched the news last night and there was a lot of despair in the news. We hear about wars. We hear about climate change. We hear about all the terrible things that are going on. We hear about corruption. It can be very depressing to watch the news or listen to the news on the radio. But we are followers of Christ. And so we are called to bring hope to the world. If you listen to the news on Radio Veritas, you will hear the refrain, the good news for a change, huh? The good news. We are also supposed to listen out and hear the good news stories. And sometimes those aren't the things that people want to listen to, or the people who choose the news on the news, they don't choose good news stories because they don't think that they sell newspapers or advertising. But actually, we need to listen out for good news. You need to look around for good news. What might the good news be? That someone was kind to somebody else. That someone shared something with someone else. If you can't see any good news, you need to make some yourself. To do something kind, to do something generous. That's to be a pilgrim of hope in the world. Someone who gives hope to other people. We can do it by being kind, by being gentle, by smiling, by doing something to help out, by volunteering our time. We're on holiday now. Hey guys, it's almost holiday time. Maybe you can volunteer to do something in the local community. Maybe to go and visit the elderly in the local old age home. Maybe to bake biscuits for people, or to think about What can I give away? Maybe I have a toy or a book that I can give away to somebody else. That's to be a pilgrim of hope this year. And of course, hope is one of the graces of Christmas. So as we're going through Advent, as we're moving forward, we're thinking all the time about how can I bring hope in the world? So let's close. We're going to do a little examen. Remember the prayer of examen. This time we're going to do an examen of hope. I want you to close your eyes now. Maybe just think back over the weekend. I want you to notice any moment in this weekend where either you experienced hope from someone or something else, or where you gave hope away to somebody else. Maybe you experienced hope when someone was kind to you, or when they fed you, or in something you heard at church. Or maybe you experienced hope in nature, in the beauty of nature, or in the rain, or in the sunshine. Hope away to someone else. Who were you kind to or gentle with? Who did you smile at? And we just give thanks to God for those moments of giving and receiving hope. Maybe we think about the opposite. Where was I not a person of hope? Where was I mean? Where did I point out the wrongdoing somewhere? Where did I say how bad things are? Or where did I hear that? I notice the opposite of hope in myself or in the world. And then I want you to imagine holding that memory like the very fragile thing it is. The opposite of hope can be fear or anger. The opposite of hope can be bitterness or despair. And so it can be very vulnerable. And I want you to imagine holding it like the vulnerable memory that it is, and then handing it into Jesus' hands. Imagine placing that memory in Jesus' hands, trusting that He will hold it, He will heal it, and you can let it go. And then, Lord, we ask for tomorrow, in fact, for this whole year, that we might have the grace of hope. That grace might grow in our hearts and in our minds, inspiring us to be pilgrims of hope in your world. We ask this in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.